Since we were talking about the old days at home when I was a boy growing up, when I was a little fella, my dad and mother bought a Charles Williams stove made by the Birmingham Stove Company. And it was a place where some fella, poor fella that worked for them, fell in a vat of molten metal and it was vaporized. Our stove had a ghost in it. And this is not funny till I killed the ghost. But I was 30 years old and married with two children, me, Rosalie and I, before I found out what the ghost was. And that was when I was a little boy. I can, far back as I can remember, that ghost was there. And I'd dream I'd go in the kitchen to get me a biscuit out of the cupboard where Mom would have some good cold biscuits at. And when I got cold, that thing would come out of that stove and get me by the feet as I went out the door. Whew, scare me to death. Well, anyway, Rosalie and I moved out on our own, of course, when we got married. And a fellow sold us a little stove that was similar to that. Well, the oven was similar to the one that Mama had. I got up one morning to start a cook fire for her to get up and fix her breakfast and let her sleep a little nap longer, you know. And I cranked up the fire, and that doggone thing, it was a cold March morning. And it had a pipe that hummed about like the one when the flame got started in the old stove we had. And all at once I heard, and I thought, well, my hair stood up, honestly, scared me. I thought, have we got a ghost in this one? And I thought, nah, you're 33 years old, buddy. Think about this. There's a scientific answer for this. I begin to read and learn a little, you know. I eased over to that stove, and I reached over and got the handle on the oven door, and I pulled it open right easy. And that bread rack in there was going zzz, zzz. It's the sympathetic vibration. Everyone here knows what I'm talking about. To that hum and that pipe, and I thought, well, I'll go tell Mama I've killed her ghost. And I did, and she said, well, son, you've killed my ghost. I said, it should have been killed when I was a little boy, Mama. I wouldn't have been scared to death no more. But the memory of that, Michael, scared me just about as bad as when I was little. Now, what was we going to pick up? Oh, yeah. We'll do a song here that I like. Told David, I'm going to take just a minute more time. I'll shorten this one. I'm gonna do this story too, David, if we have time. Let me take time to tell him. My sister went on to that better world about, a month ago nearly. And when she was 7 and I was 17, I was 10 years older than she was, I was picking cherries in a tree that Dad had kept trimmed in a way to when you got up in the top of it, Michael, you could sit in one place and you could pull in limbs and pick at least a peck and a half to 2 pecks of cherries, depending on how good the crop was. And my little sister come running over under the tree. She was handicapped like myself and said, throw me down a tag of cherries. And I said, honey, if I throw them down there, they'll all shell off and it's sandy down there. You couldn't eat them. And I had a great big old rope. I couldn't find the little one to let the buckets down with it and a hook on the end of it. Had about, 6 or 8 feet extra that was hanging up by me on the limb up there. And I said, honey, I'll tell you what I'll do. You ride in that rope swing under the apple tree out there. I'll make you a swing in the end of this now. And when you get in it, you hang on with both hands and I'll bring you up here and pull in a limb and you can eat all the cherries you want. I brought her up there and set her right here on my knee and put my arm around her. Pulled in a limb, and she sat there after she ate cherries, I guess, for almost 2 minutes, and she said, gosh, I've wondered what it would be like to be up here and feel the trees sway in the wind and hear the leaves rustle around my head. And now I know why you like to be up here so good. I let her back down, and she went on her way a humming some little children's tune.